your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is finally Friday. As little after 11 o'clock in the morning, once again, this is C.A. Neary and I shall be your host for today. Anyone pick up the Guardian? My God, the Guardian hot. If you get your dollar, you're going to buy the Guardian one time. Just don't buy no other newspaper one time because the Guardian hot. You see what the Prime Minister say about our editor? She needs to apologize forthwith. And then the editor say, I apologize for nothing, because I tell the truth. So that's the headline today. Lord Urkel listening today, but then all of a sudden, Guardian Radio get reported. Then so I start searching for my name. Let's see if they mean the C.A. Neary. Nope. No, say, let me check to see if they blaming Aaron, because you know Aaron say some things. Search. No, Aaron. Okay, we are straight. Even us. It's the mother set. Imagine, the Guardian Radio get reported to Urkel, and I say, it ain't me. I say, I'm grateful for that. But as the mother said, so I'm waiting to see how all of this fallout turns out and pans out. So we can be reading some articles. Listening today. Everybody listening today. In the studio, I have Erin Green with me. And one of my distant cousins, Rodrika Colley, here she's with me. She was with Erin on the other show. So I'm going to bait her. Because you know when you bait Erin, she's getting mad and thing. So I'm going to be baiting Rodrika. To have her say some strange things on the radio and have some entertainment. I want everybody to call in today. Because I want to know if you believe a certain editor needs to apologize. That's like talking to the PLPs who just follow whatever the executives say, right? Call your call in and say why she needs to apologize. Go ahead, Aaron.
I'm going to say, if you work for a government office, I want you to call in, but don't tell us you work for a government office and answer the question.
I want them to tell me what they work for government.
No. I want to see something.
You just don't see, you don't want to watch no one get victimized.
I mean,
I like entertainment. If they call in and one get victimized, that's they do.
That's why I want ZNS to get better, because I like entertainment too.
Yeah, ZNS needs some work. But without further ado, let's see which result highlighted today. I want the top student. I want to read that one. I want to read the top one. Get that in the record so we can get Miss Colley into the conversation and so we can beat her. Every lying light up. My God. Every lying.
Miss Colley, tell this young man that just because lobster season closed don't mean you're a grouper.
Right.
All right. So the headline today, on the attack, PM wrongly accuses Guardian of false reporting. Prime Minister Philip Davis yesterday inaccurately accused the Nassau Guardian of falsely reporting on the Ministry of Finance's latest fiscal report, which was for the month of April 2025, and attacked the newspaper and its executive editor, Kendia Dames, who wrote the story outlining the latest numbers. Davis, led by, quote, political mischievousness, close quotes, and drinking the FNM's Kool-Aid. They can't afford Kool-Aid.
they challenge. Maybe Limeade, the flavor aid, but maybe not.
Yeah, they can't afford Kool-Aid. Yeah. The crux of the story reported yesterday was that the government's finances in April came in at a deficit of $2.1 million, weeks after the Prime Minister reported preliminary numbers in his budget communication of a surplus for that month of $135 million.
Remember that?
The Guardian story quoted Shadow Minister of Finance Kwesi Thompson, who called on the Prime Minister, who is also Minister of Finance, to provide an explanation for why the final numbers came in so drastically off from the preliminary projection. Thompson suggested that this called the Prime Minister's future projections into question and stated it impacts the credibility of, and we turn to page 8, the credibility of his announcement of a $75 million overall surplus for the new fiscal year.
Aaron, you know I don't like when people question my Prime Minister. See, they're going too far now.
But see, hold on. I agree with you. Let me be in agreement with you.
Yeah, please be in agreement. I don't like that.
Because they were questioning the Minister of Finance.
Oh, definitely.
If they were questioning the Prime Minister, I would agree with you. They're questioning the Minister of Finance.
I yield.
Davis was asked to respond to the story and immediately misinterpreted what was reported by the writer. Quote, the first question she should respond to is, how does a deficit, as she explained in April 2025, what does that have to do with whether there will be a surplus in 2025-2026? Close quotes, the Prime Minister responded. But I tell you, he can't even count words properly.
Would you say about my...
Well, no, I was just pointing out that I, in the government, as possible, would like to sponsor all of them to a summer camp that focuses on numeracy and literacy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that's all. Because I like being helpful. He accused the Nassau Guardian, I'm going to repeat. He accused the Nassau Guardian of a, quote, complete misrepresentation, close quotes, of the facts. Again, an inaccurate claim. So I'm not repeating, an inaccurate claim. Quote, you need to look at what I said when I presented my budget communication in May of this year, close quote, said Davis, who was answering a reporter's question at a press conference. He can't count memories either. Quote, the quote is here. The quote begins now.
Okay.
Quote, I give a preliminary estimate of what the income was for April 2025. After it was adjusted, there was a $2 million deficit. But that doesn't impact the fiscal year because we still had May and June. And then you look at what's the prediction of our deficit to GDP. We predicted that our deficit to GDP for this fiscal year will be anywhere between 0.3% to 0.7%. That's what we predicted. Has that changed? Has that projection changed? Quote, I know that many of the pundits out there, naysayers, are still astounded by the fact that we have been remarkable in our handling of the fiscal affairs of this country, as was noted by the IMF. Full stop. I'm going to stick a pin here. That's the same IMF that said we're concerned about how you count the numbers?
Yeah, but they still had positive outlook, though.
Because their eyes awaken. I'd be positive, too, if my eyes still work. I continue from the article and the quotation by the Prime Minister. Two political mischievous individuals out there will continue to try to pick on things, but the fact is that we have been good stewards of the country's fiscal affairs, close quotes. The Prime Minister then accused Dames of operating in favor of the Free National Movement.
That's a bold statement, by the way.
Dames's brother, yes, it is. Dames's brother is former National Security Minister Marvin Dames, who recently secured the opposition party's nomination for Mount Moriah, a constituency he represented in the last term, and a race he lost in the 2021 general election. Quote, I know this is the political season, and this was under the hands of Candia Dames, who's supposed to be a seasoned journalist, close quotes, Davis
said. Supposed
to
be.
Mm-hmm.
Just like he's supposed to be a good singer, but
he hums
atrociously.
Yeah, he does hum.
Quote, we expect her to do her homework.
Yes, we expect
her. Why would they expect that and very few people on that side are doing their homework?
No,
this is not a doing homework kind of town.
The editor to do the homework.
This is correct. You are absolutely correct, sir. Quote, we expect her to do her homework, not just drink the Kool-Aid of the FNM, who her brother is running for. I think The Guardian and Ms. Dames ought to apologize to the Bahamian people for that headline and for Ms. Lee.
Mm-hmm.
You have the clip?
Yeah, you want me to look for the clip and send it to Kermit?
Yeah. Okay. If you don't have it, I have it.
No, I have it. I like things.
Davis said, quote, she should also explain, what did I actually say about the numbers for April? It's all on record, public record. And then she should look at what we predicted and what the actualities are. And when she finds that we are correct, I hope she comes back. They need to apologize to the Bahamian people because the paper is becoming more like a tabloid. Full stop, close quotes. See, because here's my thing. You said it and you can't remember it? Like, why you just don't tell us, reiterate what you said so we could see right now while you're speaking where the discrepancy in statements lie? But,
you finished the article yet?
Yeah,
no, I haven't finished the article yet. It's just me. Director of Communication in the Office of the Prime Minister, Latre Raming, later released a statement explaining what accounted for the April deficit after such a large surplus was reflected in preliminary numbers. Quote, In the 2025-2026 budget communication, it was made clear that the fiscal data presented for April 2020 revision, close quotes, Ramming said, quote, the variance between the initial surplus estimate and the finalized figures is primarily the result of late postings by the Treasury, particularly related to interest expenses on T-bills. This is a normal part of the reconciliation process between preliminary and final monthly fiscal data, close quotes. He added, quote, what remains most important is that all indicators continue to point toward the overall fiscal deficit for the full fiscal year, which ended on June 30th, 2025, falling within the projected range of 0.3 to 0.7% of GDP, as communicated by the Prime Minister. Full stop. Close quotes. Could I say something, Mr. Nuri?
Go ahead, say something.
Because if it wasn't important, why y'all spend so much time talking about it? Like, if it wasn't important then, why did you spend so much time talking about it and then refuting commentary about it? I think it's important. I think it was important then, and I think it's important now. I continue from the article, the quotation by Latre Ramming, Director of Communication Office at OPM. Yet it, what remains most important is that all indicators continue to point toward the overall fiscal deficit for the full fiscal year, which ended on June 30th, 2025, falling within the projected range of 0.3 to 0.7% of GDP, as communicated by the Prime Minister. Quote, the government remains committed to sound fiscal management, accurate reporting, and full transparency throughout the budgetary process, close quotes. FNM leader Michael Pintard says today that it is Davis, quote, who owes the Bahamian people an apology, close quotes. Quote, there is no attack Philip Davis can level at the press. It can distract from the latest example of PL in the statement. I should have copyrighted that, you know. I should have copyrighted that, Mr. Nuri. Pintard said in a statement, quote, both the Nassau Guardian and the Tribune reported that the government's own budget report contradicted the claims made by the Prime Minister in his budget speech, stating that his administration had run a $135 million surplus for the month of April, when in fact it had run a $2 million deficit for that month. Pintard said he believes, close quotes. Pintard said he believes there is more behind Davis's outburst at the press. Quote, our prime minister is scared, close quotes, Pintard said. Quote, he is scared because Bahamians have had enough of his charades. Instead of watching the books as Minister of Finance, he's trying to convince the public that he's performing financial miracles. Quote, he is not. He will not. Philip Davis must go, close quotes. End of article.
Carly, you follow these political news?
This is you baiting me now?
Yeah, I'm baiting you now.
Okay, great. No, I do not follow politics because from I was in high school, seeing people act childish was never an interest of mine.
I ain't gonna talk to you no more because you sound like you're talking to about my prime minister. Sorry. And I don't like it.
Anytime
you talk about my prime minister, I get defensive.
That's fine. But I feel like politics, you mandated yourself to be better than some things. You are to govern. In order for you to govern, you have to be intelligent. You have to be wise. You have to be intentional.
This administration is intentional.
You have to know how to count, don't you?
Well, that's a different question.
Yeah. You can't be going back and forth because this whole thing of that should have been a phone call.
You think it should have been a phone call?
That should have been a phone call.
You don't think it was necessary that the prime minister respond publicly?
The whole thing should have been a phone call. And the reason why I said it should have been was public shame
on both ends.
What's the solution? Who does that help? The solution here is that we need to figure out why there is a discrepancy.
Okay.
Not public shame. And so the purpose there, that's only public shame.
Don't respond to that, Aaron. I'm going to go to the callers. I'm going to have them engage us because Ms. Carly says public shame. It's egos at play that is happening now. It's regarding the editor, managing editor. But let's speak on the radio. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. First caller? No? That means I got to move on to the second one. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear us?
Hey, Grisha. How are you doing?
Doing well, man.
Hey, Raymond, yeah, I want to apologize to Ms. Green, right, because I once bashed her before, and I didn't understand why she was a habitual ballot spoiler.
Mm-hmm.
But now I understand, because now you realize that she's actually the safest one in media with her job, because she don't vote.
I'm fairly safe. And I vote.
Yeah, basically, you're fairly safe.
Yeah.
But Ms. Green, I want to apologize to you, because I never understood why you used to spoil your ballot until now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, You have no political affiliation to no one, so you're the only one to guard your radio station right now with a safe seat with your job.
Don't say these words, but hold on. First of all, apparently my mouth don't ever follow the assignment, sir. I appreciate what you're saying, right? I'm not sure if that's the reason why.
Yeah, but you should explain that to me from the beginning. You should say, sir, I will spoil my ballot because I am a radio station host. So I can keep my job. I need to eat.
I hear you, sir.
You know what? Let me tell you something. I appreciate that so much. Because what you're saying is that, like, it appears as if I ain't playing the game, but I am playing the game, right? Like, because you say, oh, no favor for either party as attempt, but really you're still playing the game. And I could acknowledge that. But
Aaron, the idea that the Prime Minister suggests that the editor is biased because of her brother. Mm-hmm. It's a serious charge.
Yes,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
That takes away her professionalism altogether.
It's a question of a professional integrity and personal integrity. And
which
I think
it would have been hurt.
Hold on. I think it was inappropriate, right? And mm-hmm. I also think that not only is it inappropriate, right, but the Prime Minister should be careful that he's not measured with the same stick that he uses to measure others. Right? And I'm not sure if the PM has the moral high ground in this instance.
I get defensive when you start critiquing my Prime Minister. You could say the Minister of Foreign Affairs, but we have a good
Prime
Minister.
I want to talk about something as well, right? Because this next article.
I get to the next article, but let me clear the board. Because right after that, the Guardian get attacked again. They're not just Guardian, because the newspaper is separate from us, but we could get them. It's Guardian Radio, so I get defensive now because I be on this. Mm-hmm. And I ain't biased. I just state how it is, right? Mm-hmm. But they saying something is wrong at Guardian. So that's my boss. That's Dwight responsible for that. Dwight Strong. Can't be me. I just get phone calls when I go too far. But let's go to the caller. So you got to blame Dwight. He in charge of radio. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. Call your caller, but you're only talking. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, CA.
Good morning, Graham.
The young lady that said it appeared to be an exercise in very powerful. And what is shameful is what we've done for the last 52 years to leave the country where it is for her. But I want to let her know there's a saying from Plato many years ago. Failing to participate in politics means you'll be ruled by your inferiors. Mm. So you have to be involved. But do you have to be at a level of zombie? Mm-hmm. Because the young people right now feel like she feels that they've watched generations like Aaron, C.A. Graham, and others, their predecessors, go this way and that way. But it really hasn't turned out better for them. So I agree with what she's saying. She doesn't want to see them shaming each other. She wants to see somebody come up that's going to say how she can have a better life, the same way we see with the crown prince in Qatar. Y'all have a good day.
Okay. Thank you very much, Graham. Mm-hmm. There was in the same day of the critique of the editor, there was a complaint, an official complaint. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how the official complaint become outside. What do you call it? Revealed, leaked. Because I assume you just send a letter and nobody knows, but then you get a corrected investigation. But the entire country knows about this particular letter. Someone leaked.
So,
hold on, let me finish. Someone leaked the letter purposefully. And I show you in Erica, because Erica don't do them things. Erica don't leak nothing. So I want to know who write the letter and then who leaked the letter that the entire... What's called public shame?
Public shame.
So who was trying but to publicly shame?
I don't know who leaked the letter, but the first place I saw it was Eyewitness News.
He's first.
I don't know. But here's my thing. Here's the thing. Is the headline today, OPM complains to IRCA about Guardian Radio. Right? Guardian Radio station manager Dwight Strawn said yesterday he was, quote, shocked, close quotes, to discover that Office of the Prime Minister Communications Director, the Trail Ramming, lodged a complaint with the Utilities Regulation and Competition Authority without first seeking to ventilate the issue with Guardian Radio. According to IRCA's Consumer Protection. They're going to go to page 3, Consumer Protection Regulations for the Electronic Communications Sector. Quote, all complaints by consumers against a service provider must first be lodged and dealt with by the relevant service provider in accordance with Part 6.4. Close quotes. Part 6.4 of the regulations state, among other things, that consumers can escalate a complaint to IRCA if a service provider has not resolved a complaint within 20 days. Ramin wrote to IRCA CEO Carlton Smith yesterday asking for a review into whether Guardian Radio, quote, breached IRCA's code of practice, close quotes. Ramin said it came to his attention that Earl Thompson, a public relations representative of the Free National Movement, has appeared as a substitute host on the Guardian Radio talk show, quote, off the record with host Zhivago Lange and talking heads with host Naughty. Quote, given Mr. Thompson's known political affiliation and ongoing advisory role to the official opposition, we are particularly concerned that contributions appear designed to consistently promote a one-sided and politically biased narrative, close quotes, Ramming wrote. But Strawn rejected Ramming's assertions. He said he found out about the complaint via Facebook.
My Lord. Go ahead, sorry.
My mouth broke just now. I fixed it, though. Quote, But even more shocking is that not only did he never send us a copy of this complaint letter, but instead leaked it to competing media organizations, close quote, Strawn said. Quote, we found out about it on Facebook. Quote, Mr. Ramming knows my personal mobile phone number. In fact, just this week, he directly contacted me with a request. He frequently calls into our live programs, unsolicited, to make the case for the government's decision or to clarify positions. Quote, we strive to feature all viewpoints and sides of issues on our programs. But just this week, following repeated requests for interviews with cabinet ministers on, quote, talking heads with Naughty, a representative from the OPM, replied with the message, quote, Dwight, they don't wish to have anyone on Naughty's show.
Read that part again. I didn't understand that.
Yep. So, still, quotation, we strive to feature all viewpoints and sides of issues on our programs. But just this week.
Just this week.
Following repeated requests for interviews with cabinet ministers on Talking Heads with Naughty, a representative from the Office of the Prime Minister replied with the message, quote, Dwight, they don't wish to have anyone on Naughty's show.
Come on, CA. Come on, Guardian Radio with CA. Don't go on Naughty's show. Come on my show. All right, well, I'll make space for them.
Why you ain't call my name just now?
Because I want them to come on my show. Your show at 10. I need ratings. Make a share then.
Okay, that's cool. I find it because I thought you didn't call my name for a different reason.
No.
Like, why? Because you know today isn't coming.
You're going to be here anyway. They ain't got to go
there. Of Mr. Thompson, for even a few minutes, can tell he has maintained a fair and balanced approach as a guest host. Quote, we are left to wonder if this is just another attempt to stifle freedom of speech and dissenting opinions and to continue the disturbing pattern of gutting and silencing the media in the Bahamas. Close quotes.
Read that again. And this is a quote?
Yeah, this is quotation.
From who?
Strawn, eh?
This is Dwight Strawn? No, just repeat what Dwight Strawn said again. I want to put it on the record so when he inbox me, I can say quote him. Go ahead, repeat it again.
Quote, we are left...
This is Dwight. This is Dwight? Say Dwight. Dwight Strawn didn't read it. Yeah, man.
Quote.
You won't say Dwight name, though.
But you said it just now.
No, I said it.
My mouth broke. I only have so many words I could say. And if you know what I'm waiting to say, Mr. Neary.
This is a quote from Dwight Strawn. Go ahead.
Quote, we are left to wonder if this is just another attempt to stifle freedom of speech and dissenting opinions.
Dissenting opinions, and
to continue the disturbing pattern.
Continue the disturbing pattern.
Of gutting and silencing the media in the Bahamas.
We noticed that the government gutting the media in the Bahamas. That's all I wanted to repeat it. And I'm just making sure that Dwight said it, not me.
Then.
Go ahead. The lie is best. Light is bright. Go ahead, keep on reading.
When it took office in 2021, the Davis administration hired dozens of journalists, including Clint Watson, who became press secretary and worked closely with Ramming to spread government messaging. Watson is now the general manager of the Broadcasting Corporation of the Bahamas. IRCA said yesterday that it received Ramming's complaint. Mr. Neary, what I would like to know is... What I would like to know is, has IRCA ever received a complaint from the Office of the Prime Minister about their own crime consultant who on his radio show, right, has a viral clip from his radio show where he's saying, Aaron Green, are you still gay? You remember Mumbai Bai, you forget Mumbai Bai, with his hand pointed towards the camera like a gun. I'm just saying.
No behemoth complained about that. That was funny. I mean, it wasn't funny on you, but I mean, most behemoths chuckled. Ha ha ha.
I mean, it's funny like how I say it now.
I'd like to thank you because...
they ain't complaining.
I never thought that my asylum claim would look attractive, but now I see that it does. Because if that's what people think,
that
then...
They thought it was funny.
If they thought it was funny, then maybe I'm not safe here. But that's not the point. The point is I wondered if the OPM, if IRCA ever received a complaint from the OPM about their own crime consultant.
Let's go to the callers. Callers, this is
time. Hold on, this is just another one quick thing, and then I can break my mouth again. Are you concerned that this complaint came from the OPM and not from the chairman of the party? Like, shouldn't this be a complaint emanating from the party? If you're concerned of political interference, should this be a complaint emanating from the party itself? See, because when you were talking about, because I agree with you, don't talk about the prime minister bad, but be critiquing the minister of finance. My question is, why didn't this emanate from the chairman of the PLP party?
It's a good argument.
Right? Because here's the thing for me. I'm very concerned that the state knows exactly how mechanisms work.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the reason why they're not working for us. There are a number of entities and mechanisms that the government works, but only for their benefit. For instance, there's a historic ICJ ruling on human rights and climate change, mm-hmm. right? I've never heard this government talk about human rights, but now that it comes to developing an economic mechanism to primarily benefit all about human rights,
mm-hmm.
they don't care. Because right now, I'm telling you a story about how this boy is on his radio show every other day. I was in a conference called Rooting Out the Violence, where they're talking about violence, and that boy got up in the front of government ministers,
mm-hmm.
in the front of police officers, defense force officers, and launched a verbal attack against Cleopatra Christie.
Okay, I see where you're going now. You read the text, let me go to the callers, and let me bait Miss Callie some more. But get the text.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't mean to say it like that.
No. Yeah. I'm getting passionate. Let's go to the caller. Guided Radio AM, just joining this conversation. I want to know if I feel victimized. I feel like I've been plotted against. But I appreciate Aaron's point. Is the complaint should have came from the chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party and not using the office of the prime minister branch as a weaponry type concept to attack things. Let's go, caller. Guardian Radio AM. Go ahead, Guardian Radio AM. You're live. Turn on your radio.
Hi. Okay, let me turn the radio down. Hi, good day. How y'all doing?
Good, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, listen, y'all really need to answer the board.
Apologies.
Listen,
go ahead.
All this mean is, right? Mom Mariah gone. You know Darrell Miller, remember him?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Your life.
I ain't gonna never forget him.
All right. You know I used to know.
Mm-hmm.
Mom Mariah gone. That's all I can say with that. Y'all know exactly what that means.
Yes,
Mom
ma'am.
Mom Mariah gone. That's it.
Okay.
I can watch you wait and no. I remember your name.
Hello?
And your call.
Yes, ma'am. You still here.
Okay. Now, on your, I like Mr. C.A. Newry, I like free things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you had said you have some giveaway regarding
Ghost of Gombe
from your show.
Yes.
So, would I could get some free player? Well, you never gave the giveaway.
Listen, because I still have the tickets for Ghost of Gombe. I'm going to have to give them away on Monday.
Oh.
Yeah.
So why you announced that today?
Well, listen, because I was hoping to get to it, but you see how hard the news was, and then when the story about the sexual violence came up, that was so important.
Oh. Well, you should have mentioned that on Monday, then. You shouldn't have said that today, because I like free dance.
Good.
And I want, you say you have two giveaways.
Yes,
you
ma'am.
You can't give me one?
Wait until Monday. Thank you very much for calling.
I'm so sorry, ma'am. My apologies.
Okay.
Don't call Aiko on me, please.
Yes. Let's go to the next. I want to talk about Aiko.
Why? Don't call Aiko on me?
No, I can make a point.
Okay.
Because you've had a complaint sent to Aiko.
Yeah.
I want to know the mechanism of that or what should have happened and what didn't happen regarding this point. But go ahead, Guided Radio AM. Producer, patch that next call for me, please. Go ahead, Cole. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Hey, C.A. Neary.
Doing well.
And your special guest, good day to all y'all guys and to the listeners.
Morning.
But I want to ask a question to you both persons as being radio talk show personalities, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I, from a quote from Dwight Schrute, when they talk about freedom of speech,
mm-hmm.
right? But I want to take you guys back to something And I want to take the listeners back to something when we talk about freedom of speech or calling these radio talk shows.
Mm-hmm.
Do you all remember the gentleman by the name of Dave Major?
Yeah, I know Dave.
You remember how they used to do Dave? With Dave saying things, right?
Mm-hmm.
But a couple of days ago when you had Earl Thompson on Naughty Show, he could say what he want to say.
Dave?
Listen to me. Let me say this to you, Aaron, and Sayneri. We all know that the Guardian and the Tribune is anti-PLP.
Pause. That's not true. That's not on the record.
The Dillon Time, the Guardian, and the Tribune are anti-PLP.
That's not true.
We know that ain't no true. You all need to stop giving things to the Bahamian people.
It's not true. Not only is it not true that you're using that loose sentiment, right?
I will go to the top of government house and say that the Guardian.
You know how to pause?
Guardian.
Producer, open the door.
And I ain't changing that.
Producer, you ready to pause now?
You could cut me, you could do whatever you want to do.
No,
why?
The PLP ain't gonna never have no upper hand when it comes to the Guardian talk show.
Cool stuff, good stuff. Good stuff. Close the door now, producer. I want the producer to pause it for a second.
Before I go to the next before I go to the next caller, I want to go back to the complaint against you. We have to go through the details. What was the process?
Wait, hold on, let's address with this.
No, do we talk foolishness? Don't drink up. We can take up too much time. My time.
Yeah, but we just want to say that you cannot use like total belief to then import that in the future, in the present,
True.
Exactly. But you have to declare that. You have to not just ignore it. You got to wipe it off the board.
At one point in time, there was a narrative that Guardian was a PLP extension of the PLP. That don't make no sense.
Between 2019. The people them say I was pro PLP when FNM was in power.
I'd be watching you all the time, Aaron.
How? Yeah, these people can't keep the light on. How? You watch me.
Okay, let's go with your case. What happened when?
Okay, so I had an issue with a communication service provider, right? And there was no resolution with the provider. So when I went to IRCA, they said, well, really, we don't have any legislation. We don't have any teeth. We don't have a mechanism that we can use to enforce, right, or to cause the company to fix it. But what we do have is a mechanism where we liaise with the company to try and get it fixed. So it was over a year. It was basically a year trying to liaise with the company itself to get it fixed. And then I went to IRCA, and then it spent like another 5 to 6 months with IRCA trying to get it resolved. And ultimately, the matter was not resolved to our satisfaction.
Okay. Let's bring Ms. Carly in and go to the phones here. In terms of interacting with our government officials,
mm-hmm.
there's the media.
Mm-hmm.
The call just now saying that the two major newspapers, mm-hmm. historically old, these old newspapers, you know, who hire professionals all the time, right, to do what they do, to critique the news, bring the news forward. For a a political party to call the two major newspaper bias, is that concerning for the general public, or should it be concerning for the general public?
Well, for one, so make sure I protect myself so I don't end up with reputations such as y'all own. Mm-hmm. But the first concern is, you know, I'm big on solutions. When we do this talk back and forth, that does not fix anything. So if you believe that there needs to be more credibility within your communications, then make sure that you put in place for there to be more credibility in your communications. We don't need to do a whole lot of back and forth storytelling, because that's just public shame to me. And so I don't see why it's necessary. That's one. And two is also sometimes people trying to save face, because some of the things is true. But in politics, we can't let you know that money missing. We can't tell you that. To protect ourselves, we can't tell you that. If things are not
in line, if things are not in order, if people are corrupt, I can't come out and tell you that. That's not good for the brand.
No, it's not good for the brand. Let's read two or three.
Because we have about 30.
And then go back to the phone calls. I see you phone callers. Okay. I'm going to go to your read. Tell us you read a couple of
all right, this says, CA, I don't know if Erin is safe either because she is against the Christian Council and their president. And we all know they have major influence with the government. I don't know what you mean by against. I don't have enough money to be for myself. Mm-hmm. Good morning. Wasn't Miss James the one that made the quote, where's VAT money line sink the BLP in 2017? Here's another text. Dwight, look at the bright side. The government promoted the Nassau Guardian and 96.9 Guardian Radio in two press releases, utilized their ignorance. Why hasn't the FNM highlighted the biases of JCN? Is that because Guardian Radio is the hottest airways in the Bahamas? I mean, Anton just be crashing out daily on Guardian Radio as well as Dave. Keep hanging up. Nonsense. What is it? Another text. PM just recently had his brother embroiled in legal matters where people appointed. The Guardian has the right to report the news. What is not right is a PM attacking a professional journalist. Mm-hmm. Good morning, CA. The PM and the PLP feel in the heat. They know the Bahamian people will vote them out with their snake tongue and promises. Who hates Bahamians and love foreigners? Another text. Good morning.
They say the same thing about the FNM anyhow. So it's the same cycle of just two people doing the same thing and pointing fingers at each other. Oh, you steal the money. And then when it's your turn, you steal the money.
It's a political
and then when
culture.
It's your turn, you steal the money. People just don't like accountability. And we get really defensive with accountability. And that's why callers such as these can say, oh, you don't like the Christian Council. Me telling you that you did something wrong or unfair or inappropriate has nothing to do with whether I like you or support you or not. Right is right. And wrong is wrong. And in media and communications, it is our job, well, your job, not mine, but it is your job to say so. Now, if you get your feelings hurt, then you shouldn't have done what made me write this thing or say this thing in the first place.
Okay. It's a good morning. I'm offended that Mr. David would use the office of the PM to spew such political diatribe. He should take that to his political rally stage. I think, right, like that's one of the fundamental issues. Why did this not emanate from the chairman of the party, from the party itself? Are you using the mechanisms of the government for your own political advantage? This is a Trump maneuver. Another text, this is a Trump maneuver by the PLP because a blind and deaf person can see what's happening with the incessant FNM attacks on Howard Grant's show. What? Okay.
Once I leave my show name out of it.
Great show as usual, the lady... Wants free things. I tell you, we tingsy. That's the woman.
I tingsy. I said, I like free things.
Aaron, morning, Aaron. The PM is just as bad. He wants the government to take over John Canoe, protect his brother. He just as bad as the editor. I think that's an unfair comparison.
I've paused right there. Let me go to the callers and we come back to the rest of that quote. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. We're going through the line right now. First caller. Caller going once. Caller Gurren twice. Let's move on to the second caller there, Kermit. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
Hey, CA.
Hey, man. You laugh.
I just want to say that last caller, he's being very disingenuous, right? Mm-hmm. Saying that 96.9 is historically against the PLP. This all I'm going to say is right. I'm going to give a prime example right now. He ever listened to a show named The Howard Grant Show? I don't think he ever listened to Howard Grant.
What are you trying to say about Howard Grant?
Second of all, this is now, right? Remember about 2 to 3 months before the last election when Menace was in power? He ever heard about when Shivago Lang gave Brave Davis a grade? And he evidently didn't hear that show. Because the FNM
goes... Shivago Lang always fair.
Every single thing.
He's go by the books.
Humanly possible.
I appreciate you, caller. Thank you very much. Let's go to the next caller, there, Kermit. Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
You're live. Turn your radio down.
Okay, Alexa, turn the volume to 2.
Look at you, had a high-tech quote. Go ahead.
Well, so this is go, Rachel. I believe the Guardian is the hottest radio station right now. And it's the same station with most people in opposition or people in opposition in the government. They would use this to have to say what they have to say. All of these people who complaining now or calling, talking about the Guardian radio station or the Guardian papers, they use it in the last election. So I want to say something about you and Nuri show, but I want to just say this part. Oh, they scared. Election day come. And that's what the problem is with my PLP people, all right? The Bahamian people, they know just what time it is. What has made them so sick? See, the Guardian station, like I say, is the hardest station. Plenty people listening. And they try to they talk foolishness. And we know better. And it's so sad we have to wait for 5 years to elect him. But with Nuri, he's the king of, sarcasm on the Guardian station. No one could beat him with that. The next word is empathy. No one could beat Miss Green with empathy, teaching us and practicing it. And you're one of the best we get there, Miss Green, and I appreciate you. So I agree with the caller, too. I mean, the text writer would say the prime minister, given the example with the prime minister and his brother and the Junkanoo thing, the prime minister is a big disappointment. Him and this gentleman, Simon Wilson, the financial secretary. See, they making noise about what the lady had to say about projection or forecast, but they ain't talking about how much money they spent in that little 2 months or whatsoever it is. All right, they when they talk about supplement, then they cover it in their fridge, and they definitely ain't seeing it in their pocket. So the prime minister must stop talking foolishness to us. All right, because PLP is offended when he do that. And he's a big embarrassment when he talk foolishness
like
that. Leave
my prime minister alone. Like I said, you could talk with the Minister of Finance, but the prime minister is a good man.
He supports use for the Minister of Finance. He need to fire himself and fire Simon Wilson at the same time.
Okay, I can hear that. But don't talk with my prime minister.
Listen, there's a text. It's a pop-up. Bam, 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 bam. There's a text here.
I want to know, is there any voice note?
I don't get voice notes.
No. Of the prime minister in terms of like media, not voice note. Like
media clip. Yeah.
Of the prime minister announcing how much the surplus would be, because I heard surplus. I heard the $200 million surplus, and now this question whether the surplus is now or later or if it even exists. I'm expecting in the future.
You heard 200. I thought it was only something like they were expecting the $76 million surplus.
You can find what it is, but I won't hear the clip.
Listen. You don't. Here's what I'm saying. You don't need to. I don't think you need to hear the clip because we had days and days and days of conversation about the veracity of the statement and whether it would ring true. It led to hold on. Then they had to reveal that, there are two formulas that you could use to make these financial or economic assessments, and this year we decided to use the other formula, right? So we talked about it. The people said, no, what you mean? It ain't gonna be no. And then they say, oh, wait, what happened is we calculated it differently than we normally do. So we had that discussion as well. These things were said. I don't understand the people who are out here trying to change the narrative. It's what y'all said. We're not making it up. It's what was printed. And what was printed was what was taken from public documents.
Okay. Let's go back to the callers and get ready to read some more texts. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM to CA Nuri. Aaron Green is with me. Rodrigo Corley is with me. Rodrigo, you're the activist. What do you do?
Yes.
No, explain that so people understand. This is my show. Aaron, have you for a while.
Oh, well, yeah, you're right. So, yes, I am an activist. So professionally, I am a counseling therapist. Mm-hmm. That's what my degree is in. And I also am a performer of sorts. So I am an actress. So I am involved in creative spaces. I am the vice president of a nonprofit organization, Bahama Sexual Health and Rights Association. So we aid in the safety and the rights of men, women, and children regarding their sexual and reproductive health. But more importantly, I am a Bahamian that loves my country and want to see my country be in the best possible position that it could be in.
Okay, good. Let's go back to the callers now. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. You're live. Call girl one. Go ahead, you're live.
Hey, good day, Mr. Nuri.
Good day.
And Kyle,
yes, up? Everything's good.
Fine, listen, thumbs up to Papa. You know, I love the way he put that just now. But you know what I wanted to add to what Mr. Nuri's good prime minister is saying, right? What Howard Grant did for him and the PLP was give them a bird's eye view on the next general election being in their pockets when he did that survey on the MPs and had the persons call in, text in, and talk about the MPs. It let them know what they were doing, what they are not doing to help the community. It let them know what they can do better, and it literally gave them an open ticket, an open check to winning this next election if they pay attention to the one and only Guardian Radio. You
understand? Thank you. Yes.
So I don't understand what the negativity is about. If you say something, you know, read what you're going to say before you say it, so you could know if it sounds like it make any sense to the people. Because if it don't make no sense to us, that's what we have the Guardian for. Mm-hmm. The Guardian's going to let us know. Listen, this don't make no sense.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate you.
You understand me?
Yes, ma'am.
So he needs to watch what he say about the one good station in this country. Because there are others, but only one I listen to.
I appreciate you. Let's move to the next caller. I always have get uneasy when politicians be combative against media. It doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't pan out well. And I'm saying, who advised my good prime minister? Right? And who advised this person to leak this letter for all us to be reading instead of making an official complaint?
Optics.
It doesn't pan out well. It doesn't end well.
You know, in the judiciary, in the legal system, there are rights afforded to the defendant because the court has the resources of the entire state in their briefcase to bring a case against you, right? So there are certain protections and rights that the defendant has that attempts to sort of bring balance to that the discrepancy in power, right, and access. And in this instance, I think it's similarly the same principle should be applied. The state actors, and particularly the prime minister, should be very careful when they speak to ensure that they don't unduly disadvantage those they're speaking about, even the media, because you have the power and the resources of the state behind, right? And then you have the resources of a political machinery that will come together to spin whatever, right? Like, you just must remember that with awesome power comes awesome responsibility.
Do
like
your
that.
Homework. You got to do your homework.
Yes.
She should have done. She should have done that homework, too.
Look at this one, Sharon Shade. Let's go to the next caller. Guardian Radio AM. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Nui, to the Corley lady and Ms. Green. Mm-hmm. You know, I love this Corley lady. I just was listening to her, and it's good to listen to the psyche of younger people. And so I agree with everything she's saying, but Mr. Nui, me and you have a big row, and you need a tree on Fox Hill there, and I can call my nickname around there, and then you can see how popular he is around there, right? Mm-hmm. That's just a little joke. But Ms. Green and Ms. Corley, why is it that people want to be in public office and not able to handle critique like little children? What's up with that? And so, as it relates to Urkel, and the question everyone should ask themselves, in contrast with the PM is saying, is the Guardian doing more good than bad? The Guardian is doing more good, even though we have had controversies during the pandemic. So what we didn't learn from the pandemic is not to blindly trust status quo narratives. And so Warren McCartney wasn't there yet. I don't know if Carl Dinn was there, but Urkel allowed a lot of misinformation, disinformation to proliferate on the airwaves during the pandemic. And we can actually look forward in retrospect and prove that. So I'm not even, Urkel can't even help me with certain situations because I don't have time to waste. I was warned by a certain cardio host, I wouldn't tell their name, that it's a waste of time to go through Urkel. But you can't be in public office and don't expect critique. And so I thought the caller was disingenuous when he talked about Guardian. And, you know, no one is being the enemy of Guardian more than me. And people have sought to enemize 52 for speaking the truth in their ignorance. So, I mean, I don't have a horse in the race. I don't watch no face. Give thanks. And big up Papa, man.
And this next caller, too. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. I'm trying to give you 30 seconds. Go ahead, caller. You get your 30 seconds.
Hi. Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing well.
Okay, great. I don't know what you have on there. Just
you have 30 seconds. Speed it up.
Yeah. Question, Cecil. Does preliminary mean final?
No.
It certainly does not. Preliminary is simply the forecast. It is not the final. And so the whole discussion seems to be disingenuous. Mm-hmm. And let me ask you another question, Cecil. Do you find it to be fair to question an entire government based upon 1 month of projection?
No.
It is absolutely unfair. It is preposterous.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone who would entertain that, they must be out of their mind also. It is not right and it makes no sense.
What I can say, I'm torn, is stay tuned for the editorials. You better stay tuned because all kind of things can be revealed and they have facts Facts. Absolutely.
Anton, let's be positive. Come donate to my summer camp. I send in all politicians free of charge to a STEM camp so they could learn how to count.
And all those people, PL, call CA in your show, man. I need people to come on. We can have an Aaron interview too. Yeah. We can share. Yeah. We might even make it 2 hours.
Share mangoes, share ganap, share tamarind.
Especially on man down.
I share adrenaline.
Yes. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nareen. Thank you very much, Miss Colleen. I enjoyed having you here. Thank you very much again.
Aaron, I should have registered PLP Math, Nareen. You see all the people using PLP Math now? It was like the first person to draw attention to PLP Math.
And Dwight Strawn, I see you getting up quotes inside the newspaper. Yeah, he ain't listening to me. Anyway, have a wonderful day. Guardian Radio AM.
Sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
Hey kids, it's back. The Jeff Rogers Summer Basketball Camp, July 28th to August 8th at the Kendall Isaacs Gym. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. for boys and girls, 5 to 18. Pair and learn from the NBA superstars past and present, including our very own Buddy Hield of the Golden State Warriors, Klay Thompson of the Dallas Mavericks, former Laker great Michael Sweet Bells Thompson, another great among the point guards back in the day, Muggsy Bogues, and many others. Application forms now at the Bahamas Conference of Seventh-day Adventists, Tonic Williams, Darling Highway. Call 341-4021 or check the website, JeffRogersBasketballCamp.com.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.